Scott Bauer. How are you, Scott?
What's going on, David? How are you doing? I'm great.
I want to properly introduce my friend Scott, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, 25 years plus professional, experience at the Chicago Board of Exchange, also respected commentator, often seen on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, and other major financial networks, also makes appearances with John Williams. Graduated from Maney's High School in 1984. Friend of Mark Carmen. Mark Carmen wanted me to remind you that you guys are friends, Scott. And most importantly, a lot of our listeners don't know this. He is the most famous for dating Lisa Siegel in high school and taking her to the prom.
Wow.
Am I not pulling stuff out of the hat, Mr. Bauer? Do I not?
We definitely attended prom together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked at Scott and looked at Lisa Siegel, who was like upper echelon. Then you look at Scott and you're like, how did he do that? And then had my respect.
What the heck?
How the heck did that happen? He got to take Lisa Siegel to prom. So, okay, forget about all that other good stuff. That was the most important thing I wanted to get out there. Black Friday, as you know, Scott, as a financial analyst and a trader, an expert trader, is very important to small business owners. And I just wanted you to bring you on to talk about why it's so important, especially to small business owners as a financial analyst.
Absolutely. And you know, Black Friday, everybody's looking for deals and online, the big box stores. But 99% of all businesses in this country are owned by small businesses. And small businesses account for 44% of GDP. So it's unbelievable how important this day, tomorrow, and even going into Cyber Monday is to small businesses, because they provide better experiences than going to one of the big box stores, and they're also connected to the community. I grew up, my dad owned a small business. We were always competing against some of the larger retailers. I personally know how important it is for the community to feel that, you know, sense of, you know what, I know Joe Smith here, I know that his reputation is going to stand behind whatever product I buy. And that's what, you know, small businesses are really all about. And when people buy local, it really does a lot for the community. You know, people may say, oh, you know, that's BS. Doesn't really matter. It's all about the bottom line. But, you know, that's really not true. So people that do shop at small businesses, again, they're going to find a better feeling of that company standing behind their product and always knowing that there's a go-to. So it is actually huge because, you know, they're small businesses, they're going to get about 15% of their entire year's revenue over this next week or so.
Wow.
And it is just imperative that we support them.
Economic question for you. We only got a couple minutes left because we got a lot of commercials during the morning show here. It's unbelievable. So the CPI and the PPI numbers came out lower than expected. Can you break it down quickly for our listeners why those numbers, lower numbers, are good for combating inflation, my friend?
Yes, CPI is the consumer price index. PPI is the producer price index. What it is it measures how our prices compared to how they were last month, last year, and all, you know, as we all know, the last year, 2 years with inflation has just hurt all of us. So inflation, which is based on these price indices, it's measuring how much is inflation increasing or decreasing from where it was last year. And then along the funnel, along the chain here, what really ultimately happens is the Federal Reserve, takes a look at measures like these and some others to determine interest rates and to determine what we're paying for a bank loan, what we're paying for a mortgage, what we're paying for an auto loan. That's the bottom line. So as we see CPI and PPI, these measures come down, what that means is we're paying less of an increase than we did last month or last year. Prices still going up if it's a positive number, but at a lower rate, if that makes sense. So not impacting our wallets as much as they were.
All right. In 30 seconds or less, Give our listeners your best economic forecast for the economy, short-term rates, and mortgage rates in 2024, my friend.
Economy slowing down. Consumers in trouble because they have record debt levels. That's what scares me most. Mortgage rates coming down. Bank loans coming down. The Fed is done. We probably see two or three rate cuts next year. I would expect 30-year mortgages back with a five handle probably by mid next year.
God, I hope you're right. That's all I have to say.
I know you do. I know you do.
All right. Listen, you're a good friend. I love you. You've got a great quickly plug your non-for-profit in like 10 seconds.
Yes, my non-for-profit, Tulips for Lori, T-U-L-I-P-S, 4-F-O-R, Lori, L-A-U-R-I.org. We help grieving children. We've helped thousands upon thousands of grieving children, whether they've lost a parent, a sibling, whatever the circumstance may be. Find us. We are out there. Unfortunately, we are in great need.
All right, website, go.
TulipsForLori.org.
All right. Happy New Year, buddy. Happy holiday. Love you. We'll talk to you later, my friend.